Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in Harford County. You can tell the Harford County executive, Barry Glassman's riding shotgun. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. My wife gave me a hard time saying that I held my mask up backwards last segment. I'm sure I did. We're letting ourselves play. We're going to be at Pappas in Cockeysville, Baltimore County next week, joined by Mike Bordick, former Oriole, as well as Jim Reese from Off the Kerman, and my sponsored friend, Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global. His favorite crab cake is the Pappas crab cake. We'll be telling their story. We're at Conrad's right now. I'm halfway through an adult beverage. It tastes a little bit like
a
milkshake.
I'd say three quarters.
It's a small jar is what it is. So we always have a crab cake on the crab cake tour. You and I had the delicious Barrett's crab cake down on the pike earlier. You wanted to tell me about this area because everybody's familiar with the Wegmans here, and I am Wise Market sponsored, as you know. Right. We have Wise Markets here as well. But this, I believe, was originally a Joe's. It's been retransformed. There was pizza in the plaza. My friend Debbie from Spa on the Avenue had a place here. But this is your avenue here.
Yeah, we call this the Avenue at Abington. We've got a Wegmans. HomeSense replaced the JCPenney's, huge new HomeSense that everyone enjoys, and we've got restaurants, Old Navy's still here, and a couple of Asian restaurants. So it's a great area for Abington, a growing area. And then right up 24, of course, we've got Weiss Markets, Dick's, and as you go into the center of Bel Air. So we're doing
pretty
good.
And the hospital we're all trying to stay out of by getting our shots.
Yeah, we're all doing pretty good here in the county. Hobby Lobby is actually coming in and replacing Gabe's. Gabe's is moving to another part of the county.
You got Planet Fitness up in here, too. I know you do.
We do. We got them all over.
Well, that's my sponsor, too. Yeah. So, well, listen, we're at Conrad's, and I'm going to tell their story. I'm looking at shrimp over here, oysters, clams, famous for crabs and their water. I've had the Conrad's crabs several times, but never the crab cakes. We're going to do that a little later. When the server came, Jamie came over, she gave us the menu here. My wife ordered the sweet potato crostini. This is a perfect, like, it's Black Friday, it's Thanksgiving time. Light, sweet, sweet potato crostini, prosciutto, pear, goat cheese, spicy almonds, frisée, not frisée, and balsamic reductions. I got that, and she said, you got to get the crab hash. And I'm like, what is that? This is what it is. This is an egg on top of, it's incredible, Yukon gold potatoes, peas, wilted spinach, shallots, one of my favorites, blue crab, one of your favorites, fried egg, and cream of crab, all in one platter. So we're going to split this down. I said to my wife, I didn't get a proper breakfast this morning because I had French toast, but I didn't have any eggs. So I'm cutting this right down the middle, and we're going to go half and half on this, and I'm just going to, because we're not going to eat from the same plate because there's a pandemic, and we're not going to be foolish. So give me the controller story about putting a campaign together that's a state campaign. You've been involved in politics a long, long time. I want to talk to you about winning and losing elections at some point, too. But running for controller in this decision, because you were sort of sure 7-8 months ago, now you're out on the trail. We've had Brooke on and other candidates as well, but this is, people know controller. They know that they pull the bar in the old days or fill in the block. But a lot of people don't even know what the controller does.
Right. It's an interesting race. It fits me. I think I made the right choice when I thought early on that it was the right fit for me personally. And, you know, we're getting a great reception when we travel around the state of Maryland and talk about Harford County, what we've done here. Returning our surplus, not raising taxes, and having 8 years of managing a Big Eight county, in addition to being in the House of Delegates and the State Senate. So I think, you know, clearly when I talk to people, they recognize I'm the best qualified. And really, as you know me, I think we've really found a path to victory, and it's right down in the middle of the road. Historically, folks want a comptroller that is moderate, that really is going to be independent and a trustee of the taxpayer. So I think right now I don't have a primary, knock on wood, but in June when we get through this primary into the general election, I think the choice is going to be real clear whether you want someone experienced, independent, and that has managed a large county. And I think the choice will be pretty clear. And we're going to have the first Republican comptroller in over 100 years, probably.
Well, you know, I asked Brooke the same question. I'll ask you, what's Peter Franchot done well, and what's he done poorly, and you know, and what would you do differently, not just as a Republican, but just as a candidate? I mean, he's been in that office, and he's moving along trying to become governor, right? We'll visit with him at some point along the trail as well. But criticism of him or praise of him, where do you stand on what Peter Franchot's done?
Well, I served in the House of Delegates with Peter. Actually, we parked next to each other in the House of Delegates. Now, he drove a Lexus, and I had a Ford F-150 farm truck, but you would think we were complete opposites. But, you know, we worked together on a number of issues, and I think he has really been a traditional comptroller in that he hasn't frayed too far off of what the path of what the comptroller actually does, collect, refund funds back to the people, and really embrace the job on the Board of Public Works.
Well, that's sort of anti-political in that way, right?
Yeah.
Just taking money
now,
in.
Now, he has, on school construction, which the board does play a role in getting money out, he did get political and involved in air conditioning in Baltimore City, Baltimore County schools, and some of those jurisdictions. But he's also been vocal about protecting taxpayers, because ultimately the comptroller is also the chair of the Board of Revenue Estimates. That means you're the guy that's got to tell the governor and the legislature how much money they have to spend. And you have to kind of predict that or give them a range each year. But you also have to be that independent voice to be able to say, you know, you're taxing at the about right level, you're not taxing enough, or you're taxing too much. So it takes someone with that kind of governmental experience to do that. And I think for the most part, he has done a good job. What I would probably do differently, that we've been successful in Harford County, is launching more digital platforms, using internet-based service to help not only tax preparers, taxpayers, but also to save money within state government also. So I think that's an area where I think I would come in and do a kind of quick assessment of where they're at with their digital platforms and
see if we can do that. Well, that's probably been the hardest thing over the last 20 years, right, is when you make that switch. I mean, in the city, they can't get a water bill right?
Yeah.
But, you know, just moving from old to new across the state. I mean, Barry, I traveled the state. There are a lot of places where Wi-Fi doesn't work. So, you know, you're talking about digital and moving to that, people have to have that capability, right?
It has. And in Harford County, you can say, if you moved up here and bought a lot, you wanted to build your own house.
I get this crab hash up here at Commerce.
You could do that. You can do that over the internet. You can send us your house plans and schedule your inspections, do everything online, and we'll print out. You can even print out your own UNO.
So you don't have to go sit, park, wait.
No, you can do everything. We can even do a subdivision online. That's why we never closed a day during the pandemic. We were able to do inspections with an iPad, and you could show the electrician what was done, and the inspector can approve it. And so those digital platforms have saved us over about $20 million over the last 7 years. It's an expensive investment, but it makes providing efficient service to taxpayers and preparers. It just provides that much more efficiency that you can really do a better job at government. And, you know, the good side of it, it's cheaper to do it that way
in the long run. Right.
Yeah. But moving,
well, we're not going back the other way.
Moving from the old hard drives to the cloud, that's expensive. But you know, you stage it out and you do it, and you make your money back pretty quickly.
How's a shepherd learn about digital?
Well, you know, I got.
When did you get your first iPhone? Were you a first adopter?
I am one of those guys that have always had to have the newest Apple product. So even when
so you're a toy guy.
Even in the
even
working in the fields, I had you know, I'm a John Deere guy, so I always had to have the best John Deere. And the way I was raised on the farm, my dad, my grandmother would always say, if you're going to be a good farmer, you got to have the best equipment. So we always invested in good equipment, the best tractors with the newest stuff on them, and then you're more productive. So I've kind of always invested in that.
Well, it seems like a good blueprint to run a county, right?
It is. It's, you know, I think.
But hold on, we're going to get into this whole Democratic-Republican thing as far as investing and spending versus what you get. Right?
Well, when I ran for county executive, I won with a simple slogan. I said, listen, I'm going to be like your latest edition of your smartphone. We're going to be smaller, faster, and provide better service. That's it. And that's what I do as comptroller. I think there is a way to use technology that you can provide better service, be more efficient, and provide better service. So, I've done a good job. And the Republican-Democrat thing, we've always had great support from Democrats and independents. As you know, I'm not a real partisan guy, so that's one of the reasons I ran for comptroller.
But you walk into rooms, though. You walk into rooms every day where it is partisan, whether it's in the city or whether it's far. I mean, we all do, right?
Right.
I'm not running for office. I'm running for truth. Like, literally, right. I'm running for talking to a Republican today and a Democrat this week and an independent next week, right? But when you're in a partisan place in Leonardtown, on the Eastern Shore, wherever it is, where they see you as a soft Republican, right, that you're not trumped up enough for them, I'm sure that's a whole different world than 6, 7, 8 years ago where such an ideology didn't exist, literally didn't exist. We were Americans, right? And maybe we were different. Now the divide is tremendous when you walk in a room.
Yeah, it's been coming on for about 20 years. I can remember in the legislature working on, agricultural preservation, some things that folks in the new right wing of the Republican Party didn't like. But I think being yourself, doing this for 30 years, I'm not like new to talking about being nonpartisan or working with Democrats, Republicans.
But when somebody comes and says, I want to vote for you, but the election was rigged, right? What do you say to them?
Yeah, I said there's no proof that it was rigged. I
want to talk to you about this.
Because I always talk to
you. You were in a couple of really close elections, right? I mean, like, you were in elections 20 years ago where, like, you won by a little or lost by a little in a couple of cases, too.
No, I never lost an election.
No, I never lost an election. Did you win one? You win them all. Maybe I got my Wikipedia wrong, but then you won by a very small
margin.
There
were a couple of delegate races that were fairly close.
Right. Yeah.
My first race was less than 1,000 votes for county council.
Okay, I saw that, and I thought...
Back in 90, you're going way back.
Well, you're trusting... that the thing's on the up and up. Yeah. We're in the United States of America. We don't rig elections here,
Right. Well, there's no proof that it was ever rigged. I mean, there's no,
Well, then it wasn't.
Right.
Then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Bring forth proof. But I'm just saying, these hardcore right side people who want to vote for you and probably are going to vote for you because you're on that side of the ticket, when they approach you with things you don't believe or don't believe to be true, that's where the divide begins. It begins with me when I speak with these folks, and I don't subscribe to things that are fiction, as I see it.
And I get emails, and even on my vaccine stance and how I've handled the county, I mean, I get emails every day that people still say that we have mandates in the county, but we don't really have any mandates other than what the state requires us to do. But so there'll be a segment there that I probably won't get in that party, but... there are independents and Democrats out there, farming Democrats, rural Democrats, even within the city. I've got a close relationship with our NAACP and our Black African American business folks here in the county. That I've got a long tradition of service that kind of cuts across party lines. So it's always been a good mixture for me, and I'm just going to be myself and kind of approach it that way. And listen, we run elections. You do your best you can, and we'll take it as it comes.
Barry Glassman is here. We're Comrades Grabs. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're going to have some more fun and friends. Eric Sauer is going to be here from There Goes My Hero. Bill Cole is here from Cole Roofing as well. And I'm going to get Andrea on to talk about this crab hash because it was on the menu. This morning, we made French. It's Black Friday, so I want to eat everything. I got all these leftovers. And I was just in the mood for eggs this morning. And I didn't get it. I had French toast and fruit. And I came in here, and this thing seems so strangely spinach peas. I got Brussels sprouts in here, and there's a cream thing holding it together. Mm-hmm. This is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfasty, though, for lunch, right? This tastes like a hangover thing on Thanksgiving. I'm not going to lie to you, man. This is a Wednesday night, Thursday morning meal. Now my wife's getting after it, too. She wants some of this for breakfast and lunch.
When you campaign like I do and you get home late, I eat a lot of breakfast for dinner, so this would be good to heat up when you get home.
It's delicious, and we're going to have the crab cake a little later on. I wrote down some notes. I had Brandon Scott on last week. We were at Coco's. I had Corey McCray on, state senator, and Bill Back. America, Build Back Better, the money that's coming, infrastructure, Mayor Pete's been to town, Biden's been in twice. 25 minutes away, man. Like, I'm just driving down there, you know what I mean? Like, just go through White Marsh, down 95, through the tunnel, boom, I'm home. I can be moving up here to you in 30 right. days, right? I feel like we're all in it together, and I feel like I'm pro this because of the potholes. I'm pro this because I travel the country and see our country being downgraded over the last 20 years. I was on a plane last weekend in Chicago. I was in Omaha. I was in St. Louis. I travel the country. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we can reinvest in our country. I'm a believer in this. I think it's far past time. That being said, who's going to pay for it? We're all going to pay for it. Who's going to benefit? We're all going to benefit.
Right.
And so what does it mean for Harford County? And what does it mean for Maryland with you as controller over the next couple of years coming into this environment?
I think first of all, for Harford County, it means hopefully we'll get some, the state will begin to do some maintenance and expansion. As you know, for most suburban counties, we still have not gotten our highway user funds back that were taken 10 years ago. And so hopefully...
Explain that to everybody.
So when you pay a gas tax, say in Harford County, when you buy a gallon of gas, there's a portion that's a local tax. About 10 years ago, during the recession, the legislature took all of that from Maryland County. So when you pay that in, it went into the general fund instead of back to your local county. So we went from $20 million to $5 million for local road maintenance, resurfacing, safety improvements. Governor Hogan's returned about 25% of that over the last 8 years. This year, the Maryland...
And that's not just to you. That's to every...
That's every...
Okay,
yep,
right,
that's
okay.
All Maryland counties. So, and Baltimore City, all 24 jurisdictions. So the Maryland Association counties this year, our number one priority is to get that money back. And the strange thing, it's money paid by our citizens here in the county. But, you know, we still have to try to get it back, and it goes for our local roads. So we're hoping that the infrastructure bill will provide the state enough funds to begin to flow that back to Maryland counties so that we can start paving our roads, do a lot of stormwater, a lot of improvements.
If you just joined us, by the way, last segment he offered to move me to Harford County right. onto an unpaved road, by the way.
You know I live on... Yeah, when folks yell at me, constituents get mad about traffic and stuff. I actually live in a historic area of Harford County down by the Deer Creek. And so we have a rural road program that we keep a certain number of miles in Harford County unpaved so we preserve some of our rural heritage and agricultural areas. So I live on one of those roads. It's about a one-lane gravel road. So when somebody yells at me about sitting in traffic and they've got a nice fancy paved road in, I'm like, well, listen, I don't have internet either. I don't have cable. So I live in a country spot, so I can always...
How are you going to run anything like this, man?
I have to drive
up... How am I find you after
dark? I have to drive up to Darlington to Main Street. I have an office there with cable and internet. So
I ain't moving to Harford County if I don't have Wi-Fi. I'm going to tell you right now, you know?
So the infrastructure bill will be good for us if we see some of that flow back to the jurisdictions. This second bill, I think, you know, if I had my druthers based on what we're seeing with the inflation, I think Congress ought to probably wait 9 to 12 months on that to see before dropping another, you know, $1.5 trillion into the economy. Because I know just from going to the grocery store, the gas pumps, even in the county, we've seen about an 8% increase in cost of living. So I think... To some extent, I would let that burn off a little bit before I dump another $1.5 trillion into the economy, and they'll figure that out in Congress. But I do think that's something in
the
economy.
But then the question is, where do you cut? You know, at that point, we're trying to help people. Where do those cuts come? I mean, I had Sandra Curtinitis on from Baltimore County Community Colleges. that was something that was important for community colleges, right? I'm Harford County U, right? That it didn't happen. Some of these things, people were waiting, and they're not happening.
But there's no cut. That's all new money, so it's not
fresh money,
a cut.
Right.
Yeah, it's not. So I would wait. To me, I'd wait until the inflation, and I think there are Democrats and Republicans talking about this, letting the economy cool off a little bit, and before putting additional, you know, we've put about $6 trillion into the economy. So if we're not careful, we're either going to have a high inflationary period or run the risk of a steep recession to get those costs down and some of that CPI down. So it'll be tricky. But, you know, for me, the job of comptroller is being a strong, independent tax collector, spending money wisely. I don't think you'll see Barry Glassman kind of getting off into a lot of climate issues, issues that are normally really under the purview of the legislature and the governor. I mean, I'm going to be there as an independent taxpayer's guide to make sure we spend our money wisely. I'll let the legislature and the governor set the policy directives the way they want to move the state. And so in that sense, I'll be a little bit different than the other candidates out there that are talking about a lot of issues that the comptroller doesn't even have a vote on. So
it's a more comfortable lane for you.
It is. It's a traditional lane, and I'm kind of a traditional guy. I'm not going to be a firebrand on either side.
Well, but maybe that's what's going to be necessary in other races. You would agree with that?
Yeah.
That lobbing hand grenades is going to be the right side policy on the gubernatorial race,
right?
As an example,
yeah.
Right?
If you're in a primary, both of the parties have, you know, you gotta swing for the fences to the right or to the left, depending on which party you're in. So I'm in a good spot right now. I don't have a primary, although I'd probably say the same thing because I think some of our surveying and our polling, you know, seems to think that people want some traditional normalcy. They're tired of the far left and the far right, and that's the read of where we're going to go. And that's the path I think is out there.
I want you to eat your crab hash. Barry Glassman's here. He is Harford County Executive. We're at Conrad's. I've had Conrad's crabs. I've now had Conrad's crab hash, and it is delicious. I'm going to take a break so I can eat it. Eric Sauer's going to be coming by a little later on talking about There Goes My Hero and Saving Lives, along with my wife, two-time leukemia survivor. Bill Cole is here without a beverage. I find this very hard to believe. Must have hit it pretty hard on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm not sure. He's here from Cole Roofing. And Andrew's going to be here from Conrad's. We're going to sit around and talk about crabs and crab cakes and the True Blue sticker that I saw out on the front of the door that I shared. Dude, good luck, man.
Right.
I always appreciate
it.
So I got to have some fun with you.
So have a grace, and I'm counting on you to come up here.
He wants me to move. This is what I'm doing. I'm pitting county executives. When county executives compete, Nestor and Jen win, is how
right,
I feel like
yeah.
It, in the rental way. So I want to throw Moeller completely under the bus right now because he's sleeping off 4 pounds of pumpkin pie and all the food Linda made down in Catonsville. I hit him about 6-7 weeks ago because I'm putting the whole schedule together for the crab cake tour. Because I got the lottery involved. I got great sponsors like Bill Cole, right? Leonard Rask. When are you coming to Pappas? When are you coming to Coco's? The mayor's hitting me up, right? So I put the schedule together, and I said, I do these on Friday. And I've done a couple of Wednesdays because I had some make goods because I hurt my back. So Friday, Black Friday. Moeller's like, Black Friday, you'll never get anybody out. A politician coming out on Black Friday. And that's a loser. Bad. There won't be any people out on Black Friday. Nobody eats on Black Friday.
Appreciate you, man.
There you go. So there you have it. All right,
tell Moeller I ran my 5K. I saw he took a picture in Catonsville. He must have been from a distance, but I ran one.
You're going to get him. He's walking right now. He's listening to podcasts.
Right,
I mean, I got him moving. Barry Glassman running for controller. I'm running for king of the Maryland lottery. Let yourself play. We're up here in Harford County in Abingdon. We're going to continue on. These have quickly become my favorite shows. You know, I come out, I bring a tablecloth.
Yeah.
I brought my wife today. I bring friends. There's beer. There's sponsors. It's all good. We're up here in Harford County having some fun. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Stay with us.
All right.